This morning, the confession of faith. Matt's previous teaching on why we confess the faith centered really around three thoughts. First, by confessing the faith, we publicly take an oath or testify that God is our God. See this in 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Second, we confess our faith as a means of instruction, admonishment to each other and those that are around us. See that in Colossians 1, 28. And third, by confessing our faith, we receive mutual edification, encouragement, as we're instructed in Hebrews 3 and 13. To further extend and confirm these three points, let's take a look at the Creed of Nicaea this morning. What was going on in the 4th century that generated this creed? In brief, the reformers were arguing about how we receive the benefits of Christ. Not only that, but there was controversy over something even more basic, and that being who was Christ with respect to the Godhead. The controversy was brought to an end eventually, with one of the outcomes being that generation of the Creed of Nicaea, which finalized into an expanded version that we today call the Nicene Creed. Controversy over faith issues didn't stop after the 4th century. They continued, continuously challenging our Christianity and Christians in what we believe about Christ and our God. Today, we continue to face attacks on our faith and our belief. Think about all the attacks that we get from the world as we live our lives. Just the news that we hear and see, laws that create dependency on the government versus God. We're just constantly bombarded with the idea that God doesn't really exist. At the end of our week, it may feel like we just crawl into our fellowship on Sunday mornings, just weary of all those attacks. And to Matt's three points over the last 3 weeks, we really need to restore our faith publicly. We need to reset that foundation back to who Christ is. We need to encourage each other to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, as we see in Romans 12:2. So this morning, what a great opportunity we have to align with the Christians of the 4th century in publicly confessing our faith through the singing of the Nicene Creed. We're going to put it to a familiar hymn, There Is a Fountain, and I'd ask that you basically stand with us this morning as Jim leads us in that song.